one that's singing over me, and I just want to sing along.
Welcome to Lively Stones Ministry. I'm Minister Ezekiel Jones. The Bible says that you are the temple of God, a spiritual house. 1 Peter 2 and 5 says you are as lively stones built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Not much longer now. Things are about to shift quickly. Much longer now. Things are about to shift quickly. Not much longer now. Things are about to shift quickly. Not much longer now. Things are about to shift quickly. Not much longer now. See, things are about to shift quickly.
God bless you. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody and everybody. Praise the Lord. We thank God for his goodness. We thank him for his mercy. We thank him for his everlasting love, his unfailing love. Yes, God is a good God, and we are so glad to be in the number one more time. Truly thank God for all what he have done and what he gonna do and what he already have done in the past. And it's always a good thing to give praises unto the Lord, because God is good. Come on here. Sometimes you just need to speak to yourself and say, God, you're good, God. And I just thank you so much, God, for what you brought me through. Oh, Lord, you've done it again. He's a God that he shows himself over and over again. He is a faithful God. He's a God would not leave you, neither would he forsake you. That's why we call upon the name of the Lord. Seek him while he may be found, and call upon him while he is near. You are now listening to Lively Stones Ministry with your minister, Ezekiel Jones. We thank him. Yes, for giving us one more opportunity to come into the presence of the Lord. We certainly thank God for Sister Karen Hubbard, the voice of Hidden Places, here with us this morning. We thank God, amen, for you, you, and you, our listening audience. Today is a good day to give God praises. This is a good day to give your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, because he knows everything and he have everything in control. God is not nervous. God is not worried about anything. He's not stressful. A lot of times in your flesh, you get weary and well doing. You just don't know. You have uncertainties. You have doubts in your mind, and that's okay at times, but when you begin to release it and relinquish these things unto the Lord, you got to have this prayer life. And once you begin to offer up praises and sacrifices and being obedient unto the Lord instead of talking about things, and once you begin to pray and take it before God, you feel better within your spirit, knowing and realizing God is going to move on your behalf. But God knows what is best for you. And if he don't move right now at that particular time, it ain't that he's not going to move, because he knows what best for you. He knows where your strength is. He knows your weak point. But if you give your life unto the Lord and you allow God to be that center stone, the chief cornerstone of your life, God will prevail. Thank God, amen. As we look on this weekend, it's Father Day's weekend. We certainly want to recognize the fathers each and everywhere in the whole nation. Fathers is a very highly honored call for a father. To be a father takes a great responsibility. To be a father, it takes dedication. It takes as being a provider going out forward. It takes diligence. It takes the overseeing each and everything that God have given to a man to, and it's a blessing to be a father. So we certainly want to recognize our fathers out there. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. I want to say this morning, good morning to Tabernacle Church of Deliverance, to the whole congregation where the presiding pastor is Pastor Harriet Gordon. God bless you, Pastor. Overseer Mother Dorothy Gordon, God bless you. If you're listening on this morning, we always keep you in remembrance of our prayer as we continue to come over and fellowship with you in the word of the Lord. And we consider ourselves family. Amen. And we love you very much as we continue to press our way on and to become as one mind. Two is better than one. And how can two walk together unless they come into an agreement? Glory to God. We're excited again, once again on this morning. We thank God, amen, for WCNO 89.9, this great radio station. We thank God for our positioning in Him, how God have equipped us, how God have enabled us, how God have quarter-pitted us and took us to from glory to faith and to now faith. And what we receive of the Lord, the things that we have received of the Lord, we take not for granted. For the articulate, to express on oneself and to convey the transformation of the impartation of the Spirit of the living God, and to make ourselves a acceptable and a living sacrifice, and to present ourselves as holy and a living sacrifice acceptable unto the Lord Jesus Christ, for whom is our reasonable servant. But I got to come into mind as we go into prayer now. Well, glory to God. We thank you this morning, everlasting Father, eternal glory of God, looking to that glorious gospel of the blessed God, which I have committed my trust. God, we thank you for such another fine opportunity, oh God. We thank you for life, health, and strength on this morning. Lord, we thank you for how you watched over us all during the night, oh God, and you didn't allow any hurt, harm, or danger to come upon us. We thank you, oh God, for spiritual resilience on this day. Lord, help our unbelief that we'll surrender all to you, oh God, that you're not slack concerning your promises. You're a God that cannot fail, will not fail, and is anything too hard for you, saith God. And Lord, we thank you, oh God, that your word is as a fire and as a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces, oh God, and that you're tugging at one's heart right now. Somebody is in a decision-making process, but yet though they still feel as though the world has something to offer them, and it don't. And Lord, we just thank you, oh God, for you are all-knowing, all-seeing, all-powerful, all-sovereignty, all-immortal, oh God, the invisible God, oh Lord. This is why we can praise you and give you the glory and the honor that's due unto your name, for the only wise God, for who you are, oh Lord. Help us, oh God, right now that we'll come into the understanding, oh Lord, of your great wisdom and infinite wisdom of God, oh Lord. Help us, oh God, now that we may know you in the power of your resurrection and the fellowshipping of your suffering, oh God. Oh Lord, we just thank you and we give you all the glory and the praise in Jesus' name. And all the people of God say amen. We thank you this morning for allowing us to be a part of your day and get your day started off on a good foot. Yes, on a good foot. He that keep the Bible souls declare, he that keepeth Israel shall not suffer their foot to be moved. He will restore what have been lost to you. He He is your shield. He's your buckler. Amen. He's the shade upon thy right hand. God is your hope. God is your healer. Whatever you're in need of, God can supply. God is a provider for his people. God is looking for a person, looking for a soul, an individual, a vessel that he can instill his spirit within, because God just want to use you for the glory of God, that God will get the glory out of each and everything that we do. God's going to get the glory. It's not about me as coming forth with the word of God. It's not about any good thing that I have done or any good thing you have done. It's all about God, and it's a trigger effect, and it just triggers down for the impartation of to convey the spirit of God when it transfers from one to another. It's a magnet of force. Amen. Glory to God. And once it hits you, it's called the Holy Ghost. It's the spirit of the living God. It's the anointing that drives us. It's the Holy Ghost. It's the spirit of God that keep us going forth to show forth his salvation from day to day. And if I know that his salvation from day to day, the Lord have become my song. He have become my strength. God have become my praise. As I begin to think about the goodness of him and all that he have done, only thing my soul can come into remembrance of, my soul, my spirit, man. See, the natural man receiveth not the things that be of God. The natural man does not. No good thing dwelleth inside of one flesh. No good thing. The flesh wants to do what it wants to do, but you have to bring that up on the subjection. How? You bring it up on the subjection by getting closer to him, allowing God to be, amen, my everything in my life. And that's what we want to talk a bit about this morning, allowing God to be God in our life. Jesus said that me and my Father is as one, and I come not to do my will, but I come to do the will of him that sent me. And this is the same as coming as into a believer of Christ, that according to Ephesians 3:17, to let Christ dwell richly in your heart, that you are being rooted and grounded in love. And by a one's being rooted and grounded in love, I know my fundamental growth and my spiritual growth with God, because I'm grounded. Things don't easily upset me anymore. I have a mind now to understand things more now, because now I'm more Christ-like. You have a mind. You're not as you begin to come into God and to know him at the fullness of God. See, the Bible so declare, God knows them that are his, and let everyone nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. So as you begin to have a desire or a mindset to want to please God, it is not much in your repertoire, to say in your vocabulary, much within your category, to want to do something that is contrary to the word of the Lord, or that you will walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as the wise, redeeming the times, because the days are evil. We're living in a time that folk and people are getting further and further, are drifting away from God. Instead of running to him. They're beginning to backpedal and drift away. But the remnant, somebody say the remnant to yourself. Just say the remnant to yourself. The definition of the word remnant is mean that something that have been left over. It's a small particles of something that have been left over. But that something that has been left over, God is going to use this tremendously to build the kingdom of God, to build you for what you didn't see years ago. Thank God that you see it now. For the former things have passed away in your life, and all things have become new to you. You have a new outlook. You have a new perspective on life. You have a different joy. You have a different conversation about yourself. Because why? Because God have made the change on the inside of you. It is no good thing that you have done on your own. The Bible souls declare Philippians 4:8 to think on these things, things that are pure and just, things that are lovely, things that are of a good report in my life. If you can just think on a good report and just allow yourself to reminisce sometimes and to meditate sometimes. Allow yourself to take time out your day and stop. Cease for a minute and just sit down and just think and look yourself over and what you got to go instead of just rushing into something. The Bible says to pray without ceasing. This is mean I'm going to continue to pray. But sometimes we have to be still and allow the Spirit of God to be able to reveal some things to me. And he is a able God. My God can do more exceedingly and abundantly above all that you can even ask or think about a power. See, we know that God have power because Jesus said, all power and authority have been given unto me, that which is on earth and that which is in heaven. And that the angels bow before him. Glory to God. And heaven and earth adores him. It is the power of God. But that same power that raised Jesus from the dead, the Bible souls declare. And souls declare in the book of Romans, around about that 9th verse, that same power that raised Christ from the dead shall dwell in you. By that same power that raised up Christ from the dead. But you know what? You have to believe that. And I'm convinced this morning, as you get closer to God in your walk, the closer and closer to God in your walk, you begin to believe on the precious promise and the precious exceeding promises of God. And as it's self-explanatory. As you drift away and you get further away from him, you don't believe in signs and wonders. You don't believe that God can keep you. You know, you don't believe that you are more than a conqueror through him in Christ Jesus. See, the Bible says where there's prophecy, they shall fail. Speaking in tongues, they shall fail. But God's word, it liveth and it abideth and it endureth and it standeth forever. We don't know the day or the time when he's going to come back. But that same word, that the word of the living God, that it's going to stand forever. That's going to be that same word that you're looking at right now that's going to come into a fulfillment in your life. The endurance, hardness as a good soldier, that weeping may endure for a night, but joy gonna come in the morning. There's somebody now, your morning
has came now. Your weeping has ceased. It's time out. It's over for throwing the pity party. It's over for murmuring and complaining. And I'm not just talking to people who as undecided or on the fence or straddling the fence. Some of the believers now, God help your unbelief. You know, Jesus, when the man came to Jesus when his son had demons, was possessed by demons. Luke, the 9th chapter. And when he came to Jesus, he said, my son lies home, demon possessed, with a dumb spirit. Jesus said, bring the child to me. And Jesus began to lay hands on him and touched him. And these evil spirits begin to depart out of him. And the man, first of all, he that cometh to God must first believe that he is a rewarder to them that diligently seek him. Because it's impossible to please God without faith. This man had some type of knowledge that he knew that Jesus of Nazareth was coming by, the anointed one, that all power is in his hand. And he had enough common sense to know that he was not going to allow Jesus to get far away from him, or not allowed to miss this opportunity. And the man began to say that I came to your disciples, but they couldn't cast him out. But Jesus said that this kind comes not but by prayer and fasting. And the man said, before that man said, Jesus, help my unbelief at the time. In other words, he left Jesus believing in the Messiah. He left Jesus as he left the presence of the Lord, believing in him. But he said, help my unbelief. There's somebody this morning before you're reaching out to the Lord now, and you're not really sure, but you want the Lord to help your unbelief now, that same unbelief can come into a destiny. That same unbelief can come into that you're born again. That same unbelief can come into where your whole life have changed, have made a transformation before you. That same unbelief that you had now that you couldn't love, you're loving. That same unbelief now that got joy within your heart. Well, it was sorrow, but it was a period of time in your life where you feel like everything was unraveling. See, this is what Jesus offered. He offered restoration. He offered guidance. He offered direction. This is what a one's in a person's life to perfect the man and the woman of God, to perfect the believer for going forth on. And I come to encourage somebody on this morning that you can go on in the Lord. I'm pretty much convinced this morning that I got to have him. I woke up with him on my mind this morning, and I went to bed thinking about him this morning. And what greater life, amen, that a man would have that he'll lay down his life for you. We're living in scarceless time, perilous times is here. And we got to get to know him now while having opportunity. It ain't time to lack opportunity on this salvation. being known and of the Lord Jesus Christ when he was being born, not of blood, not of the will of flesh, nor the will of man, but the will of God. The will of God got to be done in your life going forth now. There's a lot of folks done decided to jump off the wagon. They done decided to, the buck stops here. They was going through some things in their life, but it was too devastating for them, and they wasn't their self. They used to doing cheating and deceiving type things. See, one thing that the Lord, when he comes to you, there's a change instantly in a one's life. If you're going through something in your life where you got an addiction problem, but if your mind is being made up, glory to God, God will meet you right with a point of attack that's been baffling you. Where the enemy had you down in despair and had you in a place of fear and had back you up in a corner and you was weak and you didn't know the Lord in your life. See, but this is what God's offer you here. The goodness of God. I'm reminded. Glory to God. The focus point on the word this morning is this emotional roller coaster. One day you're up, next day you're down. See, but you can't sustain a relationship with the Lord in this type of manner, where you excited, you having a form of godliness. You got a touch. I'm not trying to condemn anybody, but this is the spirit of conviction. See, God ain't a God that he just come in and be emotional with you. God is a keeper. The Lord is a shade upon thy right hand. The Lord is thy keeper. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the new moon by night. Glory to God. In other words, when I'm going through something in my life, and by me being on that emotional roller coaster, I'm going to fail. I'm not going to rise to the occasion. I'm not going to stand for what that is right. The Bible souls declare that the kingdom of God, glory to God, is not meat and drink, but a joy and peace and righteousness in the Holy Ghost. And see what the Holy Ghost does, it keeps you. The Holy Ghost make you tell the truth, glory to God. A woman tried to give me two checks. She already had them paid me one check. And by me being the person who I am and being full of the Spirit of God, I brought that to her remembrance. And I informed her, listen, you already gave me a check. I'm not going to take two checks after you done paid me already. See, this is what the Holy Ghost have to offer. See, the devil is nothing but a liar from the deceit, from the beginning. And see, and when he lies like that, and once he comes into a person's life, see, you have no godly conscience of that. See, you have to deal with God when you do wrong. We got to understand, oh, Lord have mercy, we out of time now. But we thank you for listening in this morning. We pray, certainly hope something that we said bless you. Amen.
Oh, yes, he did.
Oh, everything that happened to me, that was good. God did.
God did.
Yes, he did.
Oh,
we
yes,
thank the Lord for you tuning in and be that living stone which God have called you to be. May God bless you and heaven smile upon you is my prayer. Join us again next week right here on WCNO.